AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Heavy rain and gusty winds from a powerful winter storm system are bringing flash floods and mudslides to parts of Southern California this Christmas Day. San Bernardino firefighters have rescued people trapped in their vehicles when mud rushed down a mountain road. Weather forecasters warn more mudslides and debris flows to come as the rains picked up Christmas Eve, especially in areas scorched by January's wildfires. Pope Leo has been celebrating his first Christmas Day Mass at the Vatican. On Christmas Eve, thousands of people flocked to Bethlehem's Manger Square and other Holy Land sites after 2 years of subdued Christmas celebrations because of the war in Gaza. President Trump spoke to children awaiting Santa Claus on Christmas Eve.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, has been tracking Santa's Christmas journey around the globe for 70 years and taking calls from those eager to keep up.
We track Santa all over the world. We want to make sure that Santa is being good.
President Trump got on the phone with two children in Oklahoma, offering a new rationale for the tracking effort.
We want to make sure that he's not infiltrated, that we're not infiltrating into our country a bad Santa.
And Trump asked an 8-year-old Kansas girl what she'd like Santa to bring.
Not coal.
That sent the president into sales mode.
You mean clean, beautiful coal. I had to do that. I'm sorry. No, coal is clean and beautiful. Please remember that.
After the calls, President Trump posted this message. Merry Christmas to all, including the radical left scum that is doing everything possible to destroy our country, but are failing badly. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Powerball player in Arkansas has won a $1.817 billion jackpot amid the Christmas holiday. This is AP News. College football's signature event has seen a ratings dip in the second year of the new 12-team playoff.
The college football playoff's first round averaged 9.9 million viewers across multiple networks, marking a 7% drop from last year. A key factor was the final game between James Madison and Oregon, airing on TNT, TBS, and True TV instead of ABC and ESPN. It also faced competition from the Bears and Packers NFL clash, which drew 21.3 million viewers. Oregon's win attracted 4.4 million. Alabama's comeback victory over Oklahoma was the most-watched CFP game, averaging 14.9 million viewers. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A federal judge's ruling allows Hawaii's new tourist tax, which includes a levy on cruise ship passengers, to take effect in 2026. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.